Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Good afternoon. This is Brooke Howard with The Daily Beast. It's Friday, January 15th, and these are the top stories the Chi Chi team is watching right now. Just one day after voting to impeach President Trump, the 10 Republicans who sided against him have endured both political and physical threats. Several drew primary challengers, or possible primary challengers, within 24 hours of the passage of articles of impeachment on Wednesday. Representative Liz Cheney of Wyoming faces not only a possible primary, but also a Capitol Hill challenge to her post as the third-ranking House Republican. Representative Peter Meyer from Michigan, a new member, saw his 2020 primary opponent file to run again on Thursday. But the environment in which the impeachment vote unfolded added deeply personal implications for lawmakers, not just political ones. Some of the members who voted on impeachment were, a week beforehand, literally running for their lives as a mob stormed the U.S. Capitol. Some of the GOP lawmakers said that serious threats materialized almost immediately after Wednesday's vote. Many Republican lawmakers apparently anticipated this reaction as they weighed how to vote on impeachment. It is unclear what plans, if any, Capitol authorities and the U.S. Capitol Police are developing to protect lawmakers who are targets of the extreme right. How did these people get away with this? The delinquent MAGA mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol allegedly brought along a secret weapon to take down police officers. Bear mace. Yes, mace for bears. Officer Christina Lori told CNN that she was temporarily blinded by what is, basically, a super strength pepper spray that can deter a grizzly, saying, quote, "It seals your eyes shut." Officer Michael Fanone said he was on the ground after being tasered by the mob when he heard one of them shout, quote, "Kill him with his own gun." After shouting to the crowd that he had kids, some of the rioters seemed to form a protective circle around him. Fanone told the people forming the barrier, quote, "Thank you, but fuck you for being there." An Army veteran was seen in photos carrying zip ties and wearing tactical gear while storming the Senate chamber last week. Prosecutors allege that he was planning to take hostages. Retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Larry Rendell Brock Jr. was arrested Sunday in Texas and is facing multiple charges. Before the insurrection of the U.S. Capitol, he made a series of Facebook posts saying that he was preparing for a battle and a civil war. On January 1st, he wrote, quote, "I suspect that is what will happen on the 6th. The castle will be stormed." Court documents from 2018 reveal that Brock was apparently fired from his former employer, a civil aviation company, for telling co-workers that he had not killed anyone, quote, "for a while." Then he talked about targeting people, supposedly, of a, quote, "particular religion or race." The Inspector General of the Justice Department has opened up an investigation into, quote, "the role and activity of DOJ and its components in preparing for and responding to last week's pro-Trump siege of the Capitol." In a statement, Inspector General Michael Horowitz wrote that the purpose of his investigation will include finding out what information the DOJ had before the January 6th riot, whether that information was shared with police and intelligence agencies, and how effective was the department's response to the insurrection. According to Horowitz's statement, similar investigations will be carried out by the offices of Inspector General at the Department of Defense, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of the Interior. On the morning of January 20th, President, soon-to-be ex-President Trump, plans to leave the White House before President-elect Biden is sworn in. Instead, Trump will reportedly hold a goodbye event at Joint Base Andrews. Trump will be the fifth president ever to miss their successor swearing-in ceremony. His goal is to leave Washington while he is still president. He reportedly does not want to wait until after the inauguration, which could require him to ask Biden to borrow Air Force One. Although it's unclear where he will fly directly after his departure next week, he's said to have decided to head to Mar-a-Lago, to the disdain of his neighbors in Palm Beach. That's all for today. Check back every weekday morning and afternoon for more of the news you need to know. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.